From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff visited Afghanistan days before the first of 30,000 American troops pledged by President Obama are due to arrive. NPR's Soraya Zahardi-Nelson has more from Kabul.
Admiral Mike Mullen arrived in Kabul this morning and met with senior members of President Hamid Karzai's government. Mullen said last week that some 16,000 troops had received orders to deploy. Officials say the first of them, a battalion of Marines, were due to arrive in Afghanistan in the coming days. Meanwhile, in two separate pre-dawn attacks on police checkpoints in northern and southern Afghanistan, a total of 15 police officers were killed. In Bakhlan province north of Kabul, militants attacked a highway police post, killing eight of the officers there. Two of the attackers were also killed. In Helmand province in the south, officials say three Afghan police officers helped Taliban militants organize an ambush of a police outpost that killed seven officers. Two of the three informants were arrested, while the third escaped with the attackers. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Iran has said it will put on trial three Americans accused of spying. They were jailed in July after hiking across the border from Iraq. Dale Gavlak reports.
Foreign Minister Manashir Mottaki did not say when proceedings would begin or specify the charge. But in November, authorities accused the young Americans of spying and entering Iran illegally. Mottaki said the Americans had so-called suspicious aims. His comments were the first clear indication that Iran plans to prosecute them. The U.S. government and their families maintain that they are innocent and had accidentally strayed across the border during a hike. Washington has asked for the release of university student Shane Bauer, Sarah Short, and Josh Fattel. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The Islamic militant group Hamas is marking the anniversary of its 1987 founding with celebrations in the Gaza Strip. The organization hopes to show it still has support despite 4 years of rule that have led Gaza into war, poverty, and isolation. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is on the scene.
Gaza Strip is an incredibly poor place with very high unemployment. Almost 90% of the people receive some sort of food aid from the United Nations. So this is a place in need where there's a great deal of suffering. So the message here today Hamas is trying to say is, yes, the fight continues, but we're also trying to help you.
Gaza has been decked out in Islamic green with Hamas flags being flown from roofs and lampposts. President Obama plans to meet today at the White House with the nation's top financial industry executives. They will discuss economic recovery, small business lending, improving lending practices for homeowners, and the administration's plans for financial reform. Prices are higher on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow is up by 21 points to 10,492. NASDAQ is up by 11 points to 2,201. This is NPR News. The American company Kraft Foods is still fighting to take over British confectionery firm Cadbury's, but there is still another U.S. candy maker trying to put together a sweeter deal. Larry Miller has more from London.
In a hostile takeover bid, Kraft is offering less than the Cadbury share price, and Cadbury claims Kraft's bid of around $1.6 billion is derisory and an attempt to buy the company on the cheap. In a speech to investors, Cadbury's chairman said there were no benefits in a Kraft takeover. Indeed, he said the reverse is true. He urged shareholders to resist Kraft's offer. At the same time, Cadbury is in talks with Hershey, which is seen to have more synergy with Cadbury, but may not have the size to buy the British brand outright. In any event, Cadbury chief executive Todd Stitzer reports performance continues to exceed expectations, with revenue growth of up to 7% expected. He says this shows the strategy of remaining a standalone company is working. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Toyota says it will begin selling plug-in hybrid vehicles in 2011 at what it calls an affordable price. A company executive made the comments while showing the latest Prius plug-in hybrid today in Tokyo. Currently, they are available only for leasing to governments and businesses, not regular customers. The company says about 600 of the vehicles will be introduced in Japan, the U.S. and Europe starting this month. This would include 230 in Japan, 150 in the U.S. and 200 in Europe. The plug-in travels 14.5 miles as an electric vehicle on a single charge and gets about 135 miles to the gallon. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.